Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
It's KRDO News Radio, and this is the Business Connection. I'm Dan Koschel. Let's go to the KRDO News Line and get right into a very important topic. As we all know, Easter is right around the corner, and it's a privilege to welcome Pastor Jones with St. Luke's Lutheran Church here in Colorado Springs, and also Aaron Cowan, who's joining us right now, the director of St. Luke's Children's Center Ministry at the church. Hello to both of you. Thanks for joining us this day. How are you both?
Very well, and thanks for having us both with you.
Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And it sounds, both of your voices sound exactly the same. So this will be a lot of fun. So let's begin with Pastor Jones. You know, a lot of people, we're heading into Holy Week and Easter, and it's a very solemn time for Christians all around the world. You know, it's however you celebrate, Holy Week is going to be an extremely busy time for the church. Let's get into it. Before we do that, I want to get your background, because you're sort of new to Colorado Springs, aren't you?
I am only 2 months into Colorado Springs, so yes.
Well, where did you come from?
I came from Charleston, South Carolina, and was there serving a congregation for 16 years and received a call to come to Colorado, and it was very unexpected. I thought I was going to wind up in North Carolina, to be honest with you.
Wow. It's interesting, too, that, you know, you come after that, those, you know, that stint there, 16 years, that's a long time. What is the hardest part about making the transition to, you know, to meet the new congregation and get to know everyone in Colorado Springs that I'm sure you want to be a big part of like you were there?
Very true. The hardest part, I think, is just learning the pattern of the congregation. Each church or each congregation has their own kind of a breathing pattern of how they do things, and trying to figure out the tenor. And I have to say that it's been quite a joy. I thought I wasn't really quite sure what to expect, because I've been in the South all my life, and I had visions of the Old West coming out this way, but it's been the weather, I think, has been the most alarming thing.
Yeah.
It seems to have an attitude of its own. So the congregation is just wonderful. They've been very welcoming, and they've helped steer me along the way and try to navigate some of Colorado. I'm expecting a test actually on Colorado sometime soon, because they gave me many books in reference to it to get kind of familiar with the area.
And the other thing, too, is that you get to be surrounded by beautiful mountains. That must be breathtaking for people who are brand new.
Oh, absolutely, especially when you come from, you know, a sea level.
Yeah.
Up to about 6,000 feet. And I'm just recovering now from an excursion Saturday, going around the Garden of the Gods for about 5.5 hours. We took a wrong turn, but we redeemed ourselves and headed back, so we're good.
How important is it to have someone like Aaron, the director of St. Luke's Children's Center Ministry of the church? How important is it for you personally as the pastor to work with people like that, like Aaron?
Well, she's gifted in many ways, and especially with working with the children. She knows how to run the school, and while I, as the pastor of the church, I oversee all aspects of the ministry, but I have no idea of how to run a children's center. My biggest responsibility to Erin is to cheer her on and to maintain the focus of that this is the ministry of our congregation. But she does all the hard work, and I have to say, the fun work with getting to play with the kids as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Aaron, what are we talking about when you talk about children's center ministry at the church? What does that entail? Is that just a Sunday program, or give us an idea of what the program is at St. Luke's Children's Center?
Okay. We are a full functioning child care center with children ages 6 weeks to 6 years, open Monday through Friday. But our purpose is to be the ministry outreach of the church, and our center's mission is empowering God's children. So we work hand in hand with the church.
I would imagine that during Holy Week, which is coming up, which is extremely busy, just sort of discussing Holy Week and trying to, you know, get that into the minds of the kids, you know, other than, you know, Easter's more than the Easter Bunny. What do you think some of the challenges are in trying to get the word out to the youth of the church?
Well, we have some great teachers and staff members. So we start talking about Palm Sunday and what that represents with our relationship with God and Jesus. We use different tools and materials to explain Holy Week. One of the biggest things we use is resurrection eggs that kind of gives the story of Holy Week through hands-on learning for the children. And they're also able to share that with their families.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Pastor Jones of St. Luke's Lutheran Church. And as we've been pointing out, Holy Week is really, really busy. For those who have not been to church during this really important time, talk about what Holy Week is and why it's so busy and why it's so holy.
Oh, absolutely. This is the Holy Week is the culmination of the Lenten season. That is, we journey with Christ to the cross. And Holy Week marks the time beginning with Palm Sunday, Jesus's final days and his last week in Jerusalem that actually leads to the crucifixion on Good Friday. And St. Luke's is hosting 12 services throughout the week for many different things. And each service is quite unique, but it begins on Palm Sunday. And that is the service that recognizes again that Jesus goes into Jerusalem for the final time. And as he goes in, continuing to teach, but also once again revealing what his purpose is, and that is the salvation of all people. And we have prayer services in the morning and in the evening on Monday through Wednesday. And then it begins to even get more unique as the week goes on with the service of the 3 days, which is always one of the most interesting services. It's a service that lasts 3 days. And not too many people can put that together really well, and I'm excited to be able to do that here at St. Luke's. But Maundy Thursday is the day that we learn of the command from Christ to love one another as he loved us,
mm-hmm.
And washing people's feet, which sounds a little odd here, and at least in our modern era, especially with shoes and things, but it's important because that is indeed also one of the commands that we do what Jesus did, that is to wash feet to serve others. He knelt down, this king knelt to serve the servants. And so that we remind ourselves of that, and then we have the stripping of the altar that evening, where everything gets laid bare as Jesus is now being handed over for his trial. Good Friday begins, with that we have the morning service of prayer, veneration of the cross, which is again, focusing the prayer vigil at the time and the hour of Jesus's passing on the cross, and then the stations of the cross at 6:30 on Good Friday. And again, that the wonderful service that focuses on the biblical stations of the cross and the evening and as the evening wanes or actually dawn, you know, comes upon us.
Right.
And then we will progressively enter into the darkness as the light of Christ, at least as the world looks at it,
right.
Looks like it's done.
Right. And we've got about 40 seconds left in our time together. Easter services, for more information where people can actually go to learn more about, you know, maybe getting back into the church, trying to get, you know, on a holy level. Maybe they haven't done it since COVID. What's the best way to find out more information about all the services offered during this Easter season?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's at our website, and our website is stlukes-cs.org.
Okay, excellent. We appreciate the time from both of you. We wish you a happy Easter season, and obviously Jesus is the reason for the season. And I hope you guys have a wonderful Easter, and all the blessings to you guys.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us on. Yes, thank you so much.